The following Dharma talk was recorded in July 2013 in St. Louis, Missouri. It is one of five recordings from the retreat called Living Our Lives Fully, taught by Phil Jones. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. The retreat teacher, Phil Jones, has been teaching insight meditation since 1996. He has studied with Matthew Flickstein and teachers from Spirit Rock and the Insight Meditation Society. He has served on the board of directors of Mid-America Dharma since the mid-90s. More can be found about Phil at www.silentmindopenheart.org.
So sitting with an erect but relaxed kind of a posture, just begin by noticing the sounds in this room. Whether there's distinct sounds or there appears to be a continuous sound, notice how easy it is to be aware of them. You really don't have to do much of anything, do you? Just kind of have a stance of receptivity. And the sound is known. The sound is experienced. So then see if you can bring that same quality of relaxed receptivity to the experience of the body. And just begin by noticing if there's any place in your body where there's tension. Notice if in some way the way you're sitting is uncomfortable. And see if you can just briefly adjust your posture or relax that area of the body where the tension is. Noticing the sensations in the body as you breathe in and breathe out. Not trying to make the breath be any particular kind of way. Just allowing it to flow as it is. From breath to breath. Noticing the experience of that. What it feels like as you breathe in and as you breathe out. bringing a quality of curiosity to this thing that we call breathing. What is it actually like in your body when you breathe in and you breathe out? What is it like for this in-breath, for this out-breath? Noticing and knowing when the breath is short and when it's long. Noticing and knowing when it's easy and maybe when it's a little difficult breathing. When it flows smoothly, and when it's maybe a little ragged. As you pay attention to this process of breathing within the body, at some point you may notice that the experience of breathing, the sensations of breathing, are really clearer or easier to follow in one spot in your body as compared to the whole body. And if that's the case, allow your attention to settle there. And it may be that you find that experiencing the breathing in the whole body is the easiest place to rest attention. And you may find that at some points in your meditation, it feels more useful to have that more narrow focus on one spot. And at other times, it really feels more useful to have that broader, somewhat more spacious attention on the whole body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. At some point, you may notice that attention has wandered away from this experience of breathing. It's been caught up or captured in some other experience, a thought, another sensation in the body, a sound. Whenever you notice that this has happened, that in itself is a moment of mindfulness, a moment of waking up to the way things are. And when that happens, just very quickly, very briefly, see how you were relating to that experience. Was there any kind of holding on to it? Any kind of trying to push it away? Any quality of confusion about it? Just noticing, not spending a lot of time trying to analyze it. If it doesn't come clear very quickly, or if it does, then allow your breath to bring you back into the present moment with your attention settled right on that experience of breathing once again. Just continuing in this way throughout the period of meditation. One of the keys to meditating is just to keep paying attention. Just keep trying to see things as they are. This simple act, repeated again and again, with continuous balanced effort, but not with a lot of striving, will naturally develop into more deeper concentration, which will then allow for even more ability to pay attention and be present.